We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's Byte.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/Wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/Wondery.
Listen to what West Virginia coach Neil Brown has to say on this week's Big 12 Coaches Teleconference. That's coming up right after this.
At United Bank, banking means more than financial solutions. It means rallying around the causes that are important to our customers, employees, and communities. While we have grown in size and presence, we have never forgotten our roots. By giving back to our local communities and funding business development, we help fuel economic growth. Our success is your success. Because to us, this is home. United Bank, West Virginia's bank. Member FDIC.
Yes, good morning. Listen to Coach Kleiman there. Hate to hear that about Skylar Thompson, a guy that I really respect as a competitor. So sorry to hear that. Also want to send our thoughts out to Coach Miles, who's recovering. I saw the video he put out yesterday, so we hope he's recovering and can be at the game on Saturday. I know he's got a great staff there. DJ Elliott and I worked together, got tremendous respect for him, and I know that staff will have those guys ready to go either way. And we know Kansas will be ready. Productive bye week for us last week. We're able to improve on some things we need to improve on. Also needed to get some much needed rest because I think we're the only team in the league that plays 5 consecutive games. And so it's a tough stretch, 5 conference games in 5 weeks. So we need to make sure that we're in a spot where we can hopefully remain healthy through that. And so with that, I'll open it up for questions.
Thank you. First question comes from the line of Kevin Kinder from Blue and Gold News. Your line is open.
Coach, with the news about Baylor, you know, having played him last week, did you all do your normal 3 tests last week? And so far, any player availability issues for that might affect you this weekend?
No, knock on wood. Last week, we tested on Sunday, Wednesday, and Friday, our normal protocol. We had zero new positives out of that round of testing. We tested again yesterday. We have not gotten those results back, but we're hopeful that we can remain COVID-free. Obviously, we'll be ready to adjust if that's not the case, but that's kind of where we stand right now.
Thanks.
Thank you. Next question comes from the line of Kirk Bowles from Austin American-Statesman. Your line is open.
Hey, Neil. Since y'all were off, I didn't know, did you spend a lot of time watching Big 12 games on television?
I did. I watched probably pieces of – I didn't watch any of them in entirety, but I watched pieces of all of them. I sure did, Kurt.
What jumped out at you about the conference teams as a whole, overall perception?
Well, my perception of just college football in general right now, I think that – and this is not just because I watched SEC, I watched some ACC games, I watched a little bit of everything. We practiced in the morning on Saturday. And I'll preface this with, you know, I've got a five-year-old that is into playing a bunch, so I had kind of one eye on the TV. But I think that college football in general is, you know, the quality of play, which is extremely high, but you can tell that some teams, offense, defense, special teams, are just a little off. You know, the midst of summertime, you can tell a bunch of people have practiced with guys out. It's just not as clean as it normally would be. I think our league is, you know, I think it's very similar to other leagues. I think that there's some unpredictability to it. I've been saying for a long time, I think this is the Big 12 has the most parity of any power conference. And what I mean by that, I don't mean parity in a bad way. I just think that anybody can beat anybody on a given day. And I don't think that's the case in some of the other power leagues. But that's kind of mine, just as watching as a fan.
And you know, the whole negative defensive image of the Big 12, you know, you look at some of those SEC scores, and does it kind of amuse you that, well, maybe we're not as bad as, you know, people outside the Big 12 portray us?
Well, I've never really bought into the narrative, Kirk, and I think maybe even you and I have talked about this before. I think what you've seen in the Big 12 is just incredible quarterback play. But if you look at the bowl games, the scoring has not been the same. When we play other leagues, you're either out of conference games or you go into the bowl games. You know, there's a couple outliers, but for the most cases, our teams in the Big 12 have played very well in those out of conference and in those bowl games defensively. And so I think some of the offensive scoring, offensive output, and I think there's great offensive minds in this league. There's obviously great offensive skill players, but the level of quarterback play in this league over the last 10-plus years has been remarkable.
Thank you, Neil.
No, thanks, sir.
Thank you. Once again, if you would like to ask a question, please press star, then the number one on your telephone keypad. Next question comes from the line of Ryan Trent from Charleston Gazette. Your line is open.
Hey, Neil. Name's Pritt. But we talked last week a little bit about you having some areas that you're really targeting there on the bye week, a couple special teams things, a couple offensive things. Just wondering if there were any of those areas you felt that you guys made some really big strides at this week, and if there were others that you still got a little bit left to go here as this next week of practice unfolds.
Well, we put a lot of work in, you know, on some areas. Obviously, our punt return team has not been as good as it needs to be. I think that offensively, the last 2 weeks, we have not thrown the football efficient enough to be able to win the games we're going to have to win down the stretch here. So we put a lot of time in both of those areas. Defensively, we spent a lot of time on tackling. I think that's something that we need to get better at. And so whether it's work that's going to show is to be determined. You know, hopefully on Saturday we'll see some of those improvements and continue to show them as we move through the year.
Thank you. Next question comes from the line of Tom Bragg from West Virginia Sports. Your line is open.
Hi, Neil. Just curious where you're at with your offensive line right now. I know that group that struggled at times last year, and it's kind of been up and down so far this year, but you've seen some, or at least I've seen some strides that they've made. Just curious where you're at with this guy.
Yeah, we're way better than we were a year ago. I think that's, if you look at our rushing, our ability to rush the football is much improved from a year ago. We're not a finished product by any means. We've got to do a better job protecting the passer. I think we've got to do a better job in some short yard situations. We don't have great depth, but I do think those guys are much improved. And we had a really good bye week up front, and we'll continue to work on the things we need to work on. Hopefully, we'll be back at full strength this week. That's kind of to be determined as well.
How big of an addition has Zach Frazier been to that group? And did you expect him to be able to contribute like this at such an early stage?
Well, I thought physically he'd be ready, Tom. I didn't have a good understanding of mentally how he would do just because you haven't coached him. But that's where it's been really impressive to me. Physically, we knew he was strong. He's got long arms, big hands. But mentally, his ability to play multiple positions and handle all the things that go in, just the routine, the schedule, all those type of things, he's done a phenomenal job. As a true freshman, to play in all three games, start two of them, I think I've been really impressed, and I think his future is extremely bright.
And that was West Virginia coach Neil Brown. The Mountaineers will face Kansas on Saturday at noon. The game will be televised nationally on FS1. Thanks for listening.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.